You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music.
Hey there, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by. Booked a little bit more time today than on the previous show. If you want to call in, the number to call in is 563-999-3471. Different for every show, so you know it doesn't work if you write this number down, then there's another show on another channel, like the Operation Rainbow channel or the In Circle Pros channel or Lori and Company show channel, it's a different number. So, you know, just look at what it says on the show notes. All right, so lots going on, and it's kind of hard because I'm flying blind, as they say. The people that are trying to do good, you know, they're coming to the surface. You see them. There's a citizen core that started. Dr. Gold got behind that, and there's an America action. There's a lot of grassroots organizations going on. The problem with why this is so difficult is because you have organizations that have, you know, spent a lot of time and money and, you know, expense on publicity, et cetera, to get their reputation, you know, to be spotless and, you know, to have a huge amount of followers. Like Charlie Kirk, they love him. You know, the military down here in San Diego, they love Charlie Kirk. They think he's the greatest. And there's a lot of people that, including in special forces, that follow him. Charlie Kirk's never been in the military, as far as I know. But Jack Posobiec, he's been in the military. He's a Navy officer, and he actually speaks Chinese. So, you know, he had a different background. Everyone puts down, and he was in the military too. He was a naval officer. Okay, my dentist was a naval officer. Okay, see, I know officers. Okay, so. This is not about some ragtag team of people who just feel like, you know, oh, I'm going to go to these events and you know, and complain and make trouble. These are people who are problem solvers. These are people who have had extremely, extremely important jobs in life, unlike most of these stinking, lying media scumbags who are on the payroll. To lie. That's what you do for a living. You lie for a living. I hope you can look at yourself in the mirror, you ugly people. You're ugly inside. I see it, okay? I see it. That's the whole problem. There are people among us that can actually see more than what the average person sees, okay? And maybe you don't want to accept that, but that's because we're in a different phase. It's not the, you know, Jesus loves you, rah rah, let's, you know, all love each other and, you know, have a love-in fest like what was the hippie movement. That was a good start, but that was just the beginning. Okay, this is something more that's coming, and it's about what I call our superpowers ignited. And I didn't ask to have my superpowers ignited. Okay, I had this happen because of being very, very ill as a kid, and my temperature was like 107 or something, and it changed something. And I'll tell you honestly that I want you to think about what it is that you are good at and what you enjoy doing, and then be using it either to make money so you can help take back our country, so that you can sponsor kids so that they can be the ones that are rescued, that can go to camp and have a life again. There's also teenagers and there's also adults that need temporary care and that kind of thing going on. But I also want you to think about your talents. Like Dr. Rand Paul, I think a lot of him because he gives his time as an eye surgeon. Okay, I met somebody who was working on my house who had an eye problem. His eye had a tumor behind it. Here's this young fella going through his life without a girlfriend because his eye bulges out on one side. And they say that it's too dangerous to operate. Well, obviously, he's going to have to get it removed. My dad had his eye removed. My husband had his eye removed. My good friend has an eye that, if anything happens, could really hurt him because he went blind as a young guy, had his retina detached as a young kid, and his parents didn't know any better. He woke up blind. Same thing with my dad. My husband's eye became blind because he was bouncing on the bed with his six brothers and sisters, and a sheet strap detached and hit him in the eye. And that was that. And he had a terrible infection, and he almost died, and they were so poor they couldn't get help. And it's important to think about the organizations and the people that have honor and decency and goodness in them, because you're going to need them in the coming years, because it's going to be really hard, people. I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be hard because it's going to get, we've been invaded. That was intentional. And they're going to continue to blow up chicken farms or put light fire to chicken farms and blow up fertilizer plants and make it so that the farmers can't get diesel fuel so they can do their crops, make it so that the water is so expensive they can't water. I mean, I've been through that. We had to take out old avocado grove. My husband and our neighbors, because we have nice neighbors, helped, but they had to be taken out because we couldn't afford the water. So we are up and really tough times, people, and that's what I've been working on for years, trying to get everyone prepared and connected together like links in a chain. But people that are doing the chain breaking are awesome. Okay, I want you to know who you can count on, and you know, there's going to be problems ahead too. You can't just be blind about who you trust, but you need to know where to start. So I'm telling you that I've spent a lot of years, like over a decade on this. So I want you to try to use the tools that I've laid out and talked about in past shows and I put out publicly, because Glenn Beck said once that, you know, his weakness is that he's greedy. He sees things to do that he can make money and he wants to do it, like doing events, things like that. He has a museum. He's collecting important items so that, you know, you have a history museum, basically. I mean, he's a really dynamic guy. But I'm not greedy, okay? I care about peace and prosperity. That's what I care about. So I thought about what I could do, and this is what I came up with. And I hope it is utilized, and I hope that someday I feel like, yeah, I did the right thing at the right time. So I'm trying to get people connected into an online directory, but also one that you could actually download and have it on hand in case the internet goes down or electricity becomes an issue, that you'd have something you could print out and know how to get a hold of them, where they're at, that kind of thing. And I understand that people don't want to lose their following and all that stuff. I don't have a following, so I'm not worried about it. But I can see people who have a big following. They don't want to be, connected because they don't want their listeners or their customers peel it off. But there's plenty of room for everybody, people. I mean, come on. It's a big, big world out there, and you can get more customers, more listeners, more sponsors, whatever it is that you're, you know, trying to get. So it's like the more the merrier. That's how you have to look at it. Because if I, like, for example, if I see a sponsor of Jesse Kelly that he's talking about, he loves this pop-up wallet thing that he has where the credit cards pop out and they don't fall out when you turn it over. He thinks that's great. So, you know, maybe they would be your sponsor. You know, so it's important to listen to other people and pay attention because you want to know what's going on. And yet, there's going to be so much happening that it's almost hard to keep track of. So that's why I've made Lori Bella. I named it that because I felt like Cinderella. I felt like I was doing all this work and not getting anywhere. But I also named it that because of, you know, a bell, you know, where I have to ring the bell and wake people up. But also because of beauty, you know, these Satanist weirdo whack jobs are doing what they can to make the world ugly and perverse and demented and where children aren't safe. And, you know, my mama bear comes out like a grizzly when you start messing with kids. I was a child care provider when my kids were young because I lived out in the middle of too far from town. You know, the people in the neighborhood kind of relied on each other, things like that. And I got licensed. So, you know, I'm totally vetted. You know, that's some, you know, I feel like people keep thinking, you know, who is this woman? You know, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with me is that I know, you know, we are in severe trouble. It's not going to be one or two people that solve it. It's going to take a humongous Herculean effort. That's what I'm trying to do. All right. So if you want to call in, I have the chat room open. It's 563-999-3471. You know, a lot of the people that are in this also are doing what they can to raise money, and they also are promoting healthy products, and that's fine. You know, I'm not, you know, do your thing. There's a lot of different things out there. I've noticed that John Schneider, who was on Dukes of Hazzard and in other movies, who, you know, he's cute. Come on, people. I mean, that guy's cute. I noticed that he was doing something with CBD gummies. You know, he also was doing something with temper, like trailer kind of modular housing, as what I remember. So he's a dynamic guy, and he's branching out. You have to think about, you know, different streams of revenue. So anyway, I point to these things because if people are not scared and worried about the future and they feel like they, you know, have a good network of people they can rely upon and they can supplement their income, or even better yet, stay at home with their children like they should have been when they were young, especially instead of letting these whack jobs teach them about critical race theory and gender confusion, we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in. And that's why I fight so hard. So anyway, there's a lot of different people doing important stuff, and I try to highlight it. But, you know, if you have a following of, you know, 50,000 people, then when you tweet something, it goes out to 50,000 people, and their followers also see it because they're connected that way, or on Facebook the same way. So what they did to me was so dastardly because they basically neutered me. They made it so that my tweets weren't seen, or they would ban me, and I'd have to set up another account, and I'd lose all my thoughts and images. And then on top of it, they would make it so that they could see what I was saying and thinking, and then they smeared me online, whoever this they is. I think it's the shadow government that's, you know, a bunch of leftover Nazis, from what I can tell. Because guess what? They didn't just say, oh, we want to be good Americans. They just came over here and took over. Because you don't have any idea how whacked out these Nazis are, okay? And they're Nazis. They're not New World Order globalists, okay? I call them New World Order globalists. They're freaking Nazis and Satanists and occult and perverted, evil, demented scumbags. But I digress. Anyway, so they are not, they don't want to have free debate and discussion. They don't want to have a conversation. For your homework tonight, I'd like you to watch Robin Williams in the movie Dead Poets Society. It's a good movie for kids, especially college kids, high school kids, because it shows what I'm talking about. They went after Robin big time, and I say they, I mean evil. I think that I think it was Michael Savage said he had seen Robin Williams up in Marin County, where Michael Savage lives and where Robin lived at the time. And Michael Savage said that Robin looked like he was not sleeping and scared out of his wits. And so we should have done an intervention for Robin. We should have helped him. But instead, I think he was murdered. I don't think he, that's another story for another day. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that here someone saw him, saw that he was wigged out, saw that something was going on. He was being, I believe, you know, under spiritual attack, and nobody did anything. And Robin, you know, Robin was such a good soul. Okay. He might have had issues that I don't know about, but I really feel badly that he went the way he did. So that's the whole thing. We aren't going to leave anyone behind. When we see someone that's in trouble, we go and help them. Okay, my brother rescued people when he was in the Coast Guard, and he also rescued people in real life and doing things for them. He was such a kind person. My brother's dead because he took that job because he believed Joe Biden had paid off media. So don't get me started, okay? He thought he needed it to go to Australia. So that's why I keep doing this, because my brother had just retired. He was supposed to come out and help us get our farm going. And, you know, he was such a great guy. And then he thought, oh, I want to go to Australia to see my son. He has a bunch of kids. And anyway, I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about what you're going to do, how you're going to get involved in saving America, because we need a lifesaver, like a huge, huge lifesaver. And that's why I use the lifesaver as a logo for speakers, because a lot of times speakers are motivational speakers, can save people that are, whether you're in trouble with your business or whether you have financial problems or whether you need counseling. That's why Mike Lindell started Lindell Recovery Network. As a former crack addict, Mike was saved by God, and he wants to help other people. So he's putting together people who have been through addiction. And it's not just drug and alcohol, it's porn and it's other stuff. And, you know, he's a realist. You know, a lot of times people who, he was a bar owner as well, and I put this in the newsletter. A lot of times people who own bars end up being alcoholics or, you know, depressed because they are hearing everyone's problems. You know, the bar people come in and talk to their bartender. That's partly why I am not going to put down drinking wine and drinking beer, because, you know, you can't just preach to the choir. You can't just, like Torben Sommergaard said, you know, go to the box every Sunday and listen to the sermon and then leave and just do your own thing. You have to, you know, put it into action. And Torben Sondergaard is still in jail. He's been in jail for 190 days now, maybe more. And for the first time I saw someone actually covering the fact that he was in jail. And Torben started the lastreformation.com. He's a Danish guy. My husband's from Holland, but I paid attention because I saw that there was a lot of fire of God moving in Europe, finally. They've been spiritually dead for a long time. And a lot of it had to do with Torben and the people that he was gathering. And he's just an ordinary guy, but he's a sweetheart. And he's actually been to the monument in Plymouth that the movie Monument was based on, that Kirk Cameron was involved in. And get a chance, have your kids look at the video I put on my Twitter feed, Lori Bella _Mark. because that shows how the Brits and the Dutch are tied into the founding of America and why it's important more than ever that we circle the wagons and pull up people onto the boat, save them, because, you know, we're going to be hitting rocks. And that's why we need President Trump. I don't care whether you like him personally or if you think it's truth or mean. You know, it doesn't matter. He has the skill set that we need right now. We don't need some, you know, preppy boy or some smooth talker. We need an action person, a person who's been there, done that, and who's also very well known and connected around the world. Because when America gets their act together and gets back on track, means that all these other countries can follow suit, and they can copy us. Okay, we don't want to clone China. We don't want to be like China. We want these other countries to follow us. And India is a big part of that equation. India is, you know, having massive poverty and problems, but that we can solve it if we put our heads together instead of listening to these academic morons that, you know, don't have a original thought in their brain except what they're told to say, and have never led people or solved problems or invented something or employed people. Because talking heads, and we're not going to pay attention to them anymore. We're going to do our own thing, and that's what the In Circle Us directory is about, is that it's going to be easy to put it together, but I'm working on it, because that way you can be part of the group that you can count on, and you can also be confident that you're with people that are, you know, maybe not thinking exactly the way you do, but enough in common that you can feel confident to be yourself around them. We're going to need to lean on each other more than ever before. And I'm not seeing anything that, if I saw something that was, you know, really horrible, I would tell you, but I'm seeing unity. That's what I'm seeing, teamwork. I'm seeing our former military being put to work leading teams, and like what they had during World War II with the construction battalion. I encourage you to watch the movie South Pacific, the original one with Rosanna Brazzi and Frances Nguyen and Mick Gaynor. It was a different world back then. Okay, and that's because we didn't have the media infiltrated by nation wreckers and morons. So we're going to do our own thing. Kevin Sabo, Sabo was somebody I knew when I was young. Kevin Sorbo has a production company. He does little movies, but they're really good. He did one called Storm Rider, and I'm seeing a lot of them on YouTube, and you can actually watch them for free right now. And take a look at them. Have your kids watch, you know, things that are more wholesome, because what they look at goes inside them. And I know I keep saying that, but, you know, if you are looking at gore and fighting and, you know, ugliness and hearing bad language and looking at nudity and looking at porn and looking at, you know, disgusting stuff, and you're gonna have the beauty go right out of you, and your soul absorbs it and it stays with you. And that is why these people are zombies, because they can't, their brains are so far gone that they can't even connect the dots. So, you know, it's like the TV show Living Dead, unfortunately. So don't associate with them, because what they have going on with them could actually, you know, and like be bad for your family. Like, that they bring bad stuff with them. So be selective, be careful. That's why you don't have sex with just anybody, because you don't want their past to come to you. So I am hoping that these events that are going on are going to change things, because I do see a change, but it's so slight that you have to really pay attention to catch it. And that's the other part of this. The Charlie Kirk Turning Point USA, TPUSA, they had a huge event in Arizona. And all young people came out to it. So, you know, if you're a single guy or you're a single girl or, you know, divorced or whatever is going on with you and want to meet nice people, those are the kind of events you want to get to. Okay, you want to be mingling and getting face-to-face with people. And it's also a great way to network your business. So you just, you know, have a product or whatever. It's, you know, you buy, get a table and you, you know, promote your products. And that's what I saw happening at the Reawaken America events. A lot of authors, but also a lot of people with really interesting products. My past shows, I've gone over them. I'll be touching on them in the future. But today I wanted to ask you to go to look at TruthTour.net has amazing stuff going on with them and lots of events, and it's all over the place, and some they're online too, so you can enjoy it and watch it or go to that. So that's TruthTour.net. And then Clay Clark is at Time to Free America, and they've got an event going on in Tulsa tomorrow and the 3rd, and that's a business conference, but, you know, there's still great opportunities to meet good people and broaden your business. And April 13th and 14th, it's going to be in Tulsa again, and then May 12th and 13th, in Miami, and then August 25th and 26th in Las Vegas. On that site, Time to Free America, a lot of information that can help to make people go like, OMG, I should have listened to these people that we were insulting and attacking. Do you know that the people on the left are saying that we should have told them, that they're blaming their illness, their health issues on the right now and on President Trump? President Trump is not responsible. Okay, he believed what he was being told by the people in the shadow government and Fauci. And then on top of it, he knew that if he didn't make them push it out when they did, when they stole the election, he knew that they were going to make it a mandate. So President Trump, when he says that he saved lives, he means it, because he did. He forced them to show, to put out their plan earlier than they intended. If you want to know more about this, to back up what I'm saying, I really suggest you listen to LT of nweknow.com or even Melissa of freedomforce.live. You know, I have been in this battle for a long time, like Melissa has, and, you know, I'm worn out, but I keep singing, because I know we're close to the good part, and I want to be there for the good part, and I want you to be there for the good part. If you go to blogtalkradio.com, Lori and Company In Circle, I've told people don't follow me because I don't want you to be harassed like I have been. But you can look at the avatars. There's one with a little house that has to do with the membership, the club, which is, you know, doesn't cost anything right now. But that's another story for another day. But then there's also the Lori stories, which it's not just for kids. I'm doing the kids' stories, because I want the kids that go to the Rawhide Ranch to listen to stories that, you know, they can actually learn from, that were written by ordinary people and are true stories. So I'm working on that right now. Then there's the Operation Rainbow and the radio show Icon. I've got some other things to add to that. But my point for telling you that is that I know that they need volunteers, helping hands and loving hearts, but they also need money. All the organizations, you know, they are doing very dangerous operations into areas that, you know, they don't have any problem with killing Americans if you get in their way. The human trafficking industry is making huge piles of money, and they don't want to have it rolled up, just like the drug cartels don't want to have their drug cartels closed down. And that's why they hate Trump, because he was rounding up the pedophile rings and the drug, the human trafficking and drug gangs, MS-13, etc. So, you know, it's up to you. Do you want to live in a country that you can't lock, you have to lock your doors and you have to be afraid all the time, you get carjacked or you get raped or your kid gets snatched, you get shooters on campus? That's the shadow government. They don't do it in Australia or in countries that don't have guns, because then the people would go get guns. I mean, think about it, people. They disarm nations, and then the ones that comply, they don't do any psyops. Not that they, I mean the shadow government, the leftover Nazis, because then those people would say, hey, we need to go get guns. You know, what, you know, we're having shootings on campuses and at malls and on the streets. So the ones that disarm, that can't fight back, there's not as many mass shootings. But where they want to take over is America, because they know a lot of people have guns, because our founders had enough wisdom to tell us to get our arms and be armed, because it would be a way to be able to protect ourselves if we ever got into the situation that we're in right now. And we're in a pickle, and we need to blow the whistle. Anyway, I wanted to let you know that there's a lot of other teams out there that are building up their own groups, trying to find ways to help people supplement their income, to switch from toxic chemical products to healthy products, because it's good for the environment as well as for your family. But it's also a way to sponsor a church or to sponsor your cause, or to be able to have a little extra money to do something fun, like go to go on vacation or whatever it is that you want to do with it. But that's how it's going to be. It's not going to be any more of parents working 2 and 3 jobs just to keep their head above water. And I would like to tell you that I know President Trump is going to win next time. I don't know that. I certainly hope that, because I think he's got exactly the right experience and cojones to do what has to be done. But someone told me that we had to be shown how bad it was before we could all get back to being a unified nation. The Marxists and the terrorists and the countries that want to make America something it wasn't meant to be, you know, they're very determined. You know, they aren't going to just go quietly away and say, oh, again, that Trump isn't so bad. Okay, you see how well you do if you are have the amount of attacking, and not only in the real world attacks, but spiritual attacks. I mean, Glenn Beck, for example, has been through this a lot because of him trying to stand up and fight. And, you know, the stuff that happens to him, you don't want to know about. So I'm telling you that we can get through this, but it's going to take incredible courage and incredible unity. And that's what I've been working on, because that's what God made me feel was what my role in this. I mean, I don't want to be famous. I don't even want to be busy. I have so much that I want to do, but until I can get this set up and done and people can utilize it easily, and they can say, oh, all right, I'm going to be a rep, you know, okay, I do the steps and now I'm going to order on this other site. I don't even put the sites where you'd order from publicly up, because I don't want those sites to be cyber attacked, because I have seen what happens to my own shows, and I haven't deleted them because I want you to hear, you know, people being attacked while they're in the middle of speaking. Pastor Mark Burns, who happens to be Black, he was on the, I think it was Real America's Voice, americasvoice.com, and suddenly while I'm listening to it, to him speak, every other word is being blanked out, and, you know, it sounds like he's talking in gibberish. This is a violation of civil liberties, okay? We have a right. God gave it to us to be free and to have free speech and the right to protect our property and our children and homes. I mean, these people are so freaking wicked. So anyway, I want you to know that the group that is doing this, it's not that big, okay? These are just, they just have control of like the FCC and that's partly why I actually switched to Starlink with Elon Musk. I wanted to not have to rely on the corporations here on to get my signal from. And I wasn't sure about Elon, but I do know that he's awake, not woke. He's awake. In other words, he knows what's going on. But I also, what I like about him is that he understands how important it is to have free debate and discussion. So the people that are banning me on Twitter or putting, badges on my tweet saying that this is controversial or whatever, not Elon sitting there doing it. It's the morons that are still left over from when Jack Dorsey was there. So, you know, we've got a lot of cleaning up to do and a lot of ironing. And I say that because, you know, a lot of dirty wash is going to be hung out on the line. And people are going to be like, oh, I had no idea. So when you have the chance, go back through the other shows. You know, listen, you know, even if it's just for a little bit to see why, what's going on, like why this person has, me, Lori, has been fighting so hard for so long. I mean, since like 2006 or 2007, I mean, moderator on a website, and what I saw go down on these websites, impersonation of people, et cetera, and threats, and I received death threats on my family. And, you know, this is not the world I want to live in. And that's why I always say, let's make life beautiful, because, you know, we're only going to be here for a short time. You know, let's make the most of it. Let's have it be pleasant and peaceful and prosperous. I mean, is that too much to ask? I don't think so. So that's what we're doing. Okay, I got 19 minutes left. If you want to call in, 563-999-3471. This event that's in Bakersfield, that's a very, very important event. I'm trying to get things settled so I can go. Why is that important? Well, because Mario, I call him Super Mario, like the game, he has been through a lot as well, but he also was in Berkeley, and I saw our son lived when he got his first job out of college. And so it was one of the reasons why my son was depressed, because he saw such squalor. I mean, here's this beautiful city. San Francisco is such a lovely place, and it's turned into a, you know, hole. And it's because of the leftists. You know, they don't have any solutions besides, you know, taxing people and wasting the money. So they don't ever solve any problems. When I was there, all these tent cities everywhere, and drugs, and on the sidewalks. And one neighborhood, Oakland, has a lot of thugs and, you know, they're all different colors, but they're mostly black, and that's the truth. And I've got blacks in my family, in my blood relatives. Don't go there. Call me racist. I'm not. Bullets whizzing by your head in Oakland, California. You know how much your values of your property would go up if you would just rein it in and clean up the crime and tell the thugs to knock it off? Or that, and the blacks are always saying that, oh, you know, persecution of blacks. More blacks are in prison than whites. Well, there's a lot more white people, so there should be a lot more white people in prison than blacks. So why are so many blacks in prison? Because they're educated by Democrat leftist communists, and they live in ghettos run by Democrat leftist communists. I mean, let's just call it the way it is and stop acting like, you know, it's white supremacy or it's bigotry that's keeping blacks down. Go back and look at history. Dr. King was fighting against Democrats that were in power in the South. They're the ones that wouldn't give him a concealed carry weapon. They're the ones that put him in a jail, okay? It wasn't Republicans that did that. It was Democrats. You have a very wicked, evil history that we should have talked about a lot more. But we were told, oh, we have to heal. We have to heal. Yeah, because you don't want what you did to come out. You segregated. You were against civil rights. You dragged your feet on approving the Civil Rights Act until you could get credit for it. You had nothing to do with it. And you wanted slavery. So don't go there. I know who you are, Democrats, and you're not nice. And you founded the KKK party, and only a few were Republicans, okay? So just stop it. We know who you are, and we aren't going to take it anymore. General Flynn was a Democrat his whole life. He was a JFK and FDR Democrat. So was Ronald Reagan. He was an FDR Democrat. He didn't become a Republican until he saw the violence from the communists in Hollywood when he was president of the Screen Actors Guild. So then he realized, like, wait a minute, something's wrong there. So please listen to President Reagan's speech, A Time for Choosing, which is on YouTube. All right, so with Mario's event, he's seen people coming without even invitation. You know, they're just showing up, and you know, people that, you know, with tattoos and, you know, pink hair and people with that are, you know, with their gay lovers and, you know, lesbian lovers, whatever the right way of saying it is. You know, it's not like it's people that you would normally see at a tent revival. And he's not, you know, he's like, wasn't expecting that. Like, he's glad, but he needs more help because, there's so much to do with even like getting the setup of a tent, you know, so, and the chairs, and it's 6:30 every night from the 12th to the 15th. There's an event in February for the pastors, but you check MarioMurillo.org. But why is this important? Well, because, and I've just tried to lay out, we need nicer people. And I'm not saying that these are all going to be people who are there that are Christians. Some of them are just curious. Some of them want to know. Some of them just have this feeling that they're supposed to come, and they're showing up and they're not even sure how they stumbled onto the place or even heard about the event. And that's God. Okay, that's a God thing. When you can't explain it, but you just know it, or you have something happen like that. Some people have, well, one person in particular had, I was very happy for, because their child had run away from home a long time ago, and they had been looking for them for a long time, and they found their kid at Mario's event. Can you imagine how that mom must feel to see their teenage child again that they thought would they never see? Something wonderful is going on, and that's what I've been picking up on for a long, long time, and other people have too. I'm not the only one. But just like during the Jesus revival that happened in the 60s, 50s and 60s and 70s, it started building up and getting pretty good. And because the be frank with you, because the hippies were taking drugs, you know, they were tuning in to a different dimension and seeing stuff that, you know, you don't normally see as you go about your life. Or, you know, that drugs can alter the chemicals in your body and make you, you know, kind of go to a different level. I have never done drugs. I don't know what that's like, but I can imagine that if you are seeing, when you're tripping, and you're seeing demons and stuff you can't explain, I can imagine how that would be pretty freaky. So it's important to know what is going on and not to be naive, okay? There's a lot of demonic forces that have been unleashed. And it's because these Satanists literally invite them in. They do, like, there was a portal in Hollywood that was recently closed down by Kat Kerr, K-E-R-R, because it was letting in demonic entities. And I know people go, oh, that's all crazy talk. I have no doubt about this, okay? So just be aware that there's nothing to be afraid of if you have the Lord with you and in you, but the Lord is your leader, okay? That you aren't being bamboozled into some other cult or some other, you know, new age crazy stuff, okay? I'll give you an example. I watch a lot of home improvement shows because they're trying to fix up a really, you know, decrepit, broken down house. And so I was watching Christina on the Coast. She was on, had this show with her first husband, El Musso. And anyway, Christina, she's so lovely. No wonder she's, you know, has become famous. But she was talking about, you know, crystal power and doing I think the word for it, it's gone out of my head, where you use the, you go around the house and you bless the house, but not bless as with, you know, the Lord, but, you know, using, sorry, it's gone out of my head, but she was talking about that she manifested the, her friend from high school getting married and finding a guy, and she did, and it's great. But she said she, you know, we spoke that into being and we manifested it. Because only that is manifested is that's good is what the Lord manifests, okay? You can ask the Lord for, you know, what your heart's desire is. You can say, I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ that, you know, my son's not going to do drugs anymore. And, you know, it does break the power of evil. But it, you know, it's not you doing it, okay? Like, if people are being healed and their bodies are, it's not only done by that one person and that, you know, that they, you know, they're special, you know, they have the power. You know, we all have the power, okay? We all have the power. That's what's so wonderful about what's going on. We just didn't know about it because of the failure by the churches and the leaders to willing to talk about it. I mean, just think about it. I'm a very cynical person and hard for me to trust people sometimes. But if you have a congregation and you have a lot of tithes coming in, you don't want them to stop by saying, you know what, you don't really have to be here. You should really go out in the streets and start preaching and teaching and healing because that's, you know, we all have been anointed by the Lord when we became believers, and we all have the power to heal, and you just haven't been using it. So get out there and start doing it. They don't want that to come out because, you know, their occupation is, you know, a pastor or minister or rabbi, whatever it might be, priest. And so, but that's the whole thing. We need to not be afraid to do what needs to be done right now, because the churches are going to be busier than ever because people are going to be there doing cool stuff and working and teaching and learning and taking classes instead of having empty buildings like they have in Europe where all the churches are empty and so are the baby carriages. You're going to have it be that people are utilizing existing structures and using them to do multiple functions. And that's what part of this vision was about that I had a long time ago. And I've been, you know, working so hard to try to get it to come together. And it's coming together finally. So I'm putting together the information all in one spot so that it's easier for people not only to build up their own teams, whether it's like, you know, okay, we're going to go to build this barn over in Iowa because there's got a lot of rescued kids there and we need to basically, you know, set it up so that we can care for them, but also, you know, get them programmed, but they're not ready for regular school. We have to do it here for a bit because, you know, the kids are so emotionally traumatized. So, I mean, it, as I said, this is such a huge, monumental, you know, very complex problem. But I know with the help of the Lord that we can do this, and it's going to come together faster than you think if you just get your heads on straight, okay, and not be looking, you know, this is crazy talk, nobody's being healed. You know, they're documenting it, people, and that's why I put out a long time ago that we need to have reliable photographers and videographers so that you won't have these disgusting evil Satanists and leftists saying, oh, that's a, you know, fake video, that didn't really happen. Yeah, it did, Sherlock, okay? So just stop it, okay? We are seeing amazing things, and when everyone sees it, that's when there'll be like a light bulb going on all over the world, not just America. So that's what the community site of Lori Bella is about, is to have it all consolidated in one spot. Not because I want that responsibility, I don't, but I want it to be consolidated because I have been shadow banned on YouTube as well. And that, if you have the videos that people are providing and uploading in one spot, then guess what? They can't stop what is going to happen, which is the fire of God and the like flowing like a river all over from happening. So I know that was a really long explanation, but that it's happening, people. It's happening. Well, I've started to put people into the directory. It's a video, but it's also going to be that you can download it into a PDF, and then I'll put it on the book rack, the bookcase over on LoriBella.com. I started to do it, and then I'm like, I haven't really gotten their permission to put them in it. But I figure if you're talking publicly the way I do, and if you are going to the events, then, you know, you probably are not going to have a problem getting more exposure and more business and more referrals and being asked to come and speak. I mean, there's so many great inspirational speakers out there. You know, we need Cesar Millan to get in on this because we need his expertise with the dogs. There's something going on with the dogs where the dogs are suddenly becoming vicious. I believe that has to do with you know, some tone in the air. I know it sounds, you know, crazy, but we need Cesar, and we also need John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard, because he has a skill set that is needed. I'm gonna leave it there. So anyway, I know how I sound sometimes, and I am not depressed. I am not suicidal. sure as heck, I'm not crazy. I just went through something before you did, and I'm trying to help people who are going to go through it when they ask the Lord to use them like I did so they can be aware. Your family's not going to necessarily understand it, or they're going to think you're acting weird. And I just went through this with my husband. It's a whole other story, but you know, he's such a great guy, and I would like you to pray for him, because he's really worried about his family in Europe, and well, he has family all over the place, but you know, it's easier to stay happy and optimistic when you have a big support system. A lot of people don't, and that's how they get into trouble and get into despair, and that's why suicide is up, and with kids even, and drug use and all other stuff, because evil loves to spread fear and spread hopelessness. And we're not going to play that game. We denounce evil in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Get out of the way, because we're going to roll. And that's the way it's going to be. Roll, tide, roll. All right. I'm going to get off. I just listen to this, to the Operation Rainbow song, because I think it's uplifting. There's the commercial part that's on there already. But if you listen to the words of it, about I get to think of this as being like in a bubble, kind of being protected, like a little chick is in an egg. And I think the Lord is in control, and that's how we have to proceed, like warriors, and be brave and be bold and be free. That's the goal, that we get to be liberated and break the chains that are out there.
What to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier.
All right, I'm going to sign off.
You love in one place.
I wish you the best, and I hope that you get connected to the things that I've mentioned and get on board the love train and the good ship Liberty.
Stats and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at
cox.com/contour.
Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
You know,